You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
All right, coming up on NFL Fantasy Live, we're going to tell you which defenses have the best matchups for championship week, and we debut our way too early series, looking ahead to 2015.
And James, it's Wednesday, so you know what that means. Fab stardom, sit 'em, listen. You have a big name quarterback that you're sitting.
That's right. You got to stick around to find out who that is. We also have updates on DeMarco Murray.
You know, Marcus, I was thinking when we're doing prep work for the show, did you ever play Stratego?
No, but I was pretty good at getting rewarded at risk. NFL Fantasy Live starts right now.
Welcome to NFL Fantasy Live, presented by Bones, the official fantasy football show of the NFL. I'm James Coe alongside Elliot Harrison and Michael Fabiano. We're going to be joined by Molly Karam and Marcus Grant in just a bit as well. But don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Tweet the show at NFL Fantasy. All right, if you're in your fantasy championships, rolling with DeMarco Murray, you definitely got a scare earlier this week as Murray had surgery on his left hand. He hasn't been ruled out for Sunday's game, surprisingly. NFL Network's Desmond Purnell is at Cowboys practice, sending visual updates of Mr. Murray's hand. Take a look at this photo. Purnell tweeted out earlier today, Murray wearing, looks like, not too heavy protection on that left hand. Can Murray be effective with one hand? Well, got some more visual evidence here for you. How about Instagram video of Murray's one-handed antics? I'm not going to say he looks like ODB out there, but I'll tell you what, he's trying to make it work. And this video lets me know that he might be a go on Sunday, guys.
He could be. And I talked to Dr. Neil Gadadra, who is our resident doctor here for NFL Fantasy Live. And he told me that Murray can absolutely play. The only potential problems are in what? Catching the ball, which he looked okay there, and pass protection.
Yeah, well, I'm a little concerned about running because that's your balance hand. So when somebody hits at your legs and you're carrying the ball right here, how do you balance yourself? You put that hand down. Well, that pinky's going to be the first thing to hit the ground. Honestly, I expect Dallas to do a lot of stretch runs. I expect him to play runs basically where he can get outside and choose to go out of bounds. But the inside, the guard stuff, I wouldn't be surprised if Joseph Randall actually has to do some of the dirty work in this game, limiting Murray's touches, which is no bueno for you.
The thing, I know. The thing here is, though, if Murray's active for the Cowboys, how do you not play him?
You have to.
You have to play.
And it's a good matchup. The Colts defense has been hit or miss all year, mostly miss.
Yeah. I'm going to have to disagree with you guys. I think even if he is a healthy player, I just don't know in championship week if you could trust a guy. If it was a regular season, you roll with him. Championship week, I just got to think you got to find a different answer.
I just don't know that people have the depth at a thin position to do that.
You got to have two good backs, and you better have a great third receiver. If you can do that, or if you're in a league where you can flex your tight end, maybe you can get away with it. But otherwise, you're playing him.
All right, good news for Carolina fans. fans as Panthers quarterback Cam Newton was back at practice today. Newton and Derek Anderson split first-team reps very quickly. If he does play, does it give a boost to a guy like Jonathan Stewart? Just the threat of Cam Newton running.
I think so, but as long as Jonathan Stewart fumbles inside the 5-yard line of the opponent, I don't know that Cam Newton's going to do anything for you there.
It's a risk-reward proposition. I'd play Cam Newton over, say, Phillip Rivers, for example, but it's risky because he's got that back injury. Who knows if they limit him and what he can do with the football. And where does Cam have a lot of his value? Running with the ball. So.
All right, we go to San Diego, where fantasy owners will likely be without the services of Keenan Allen in their championship matchups. The wideout suffered a broken collarbone to go along with an ankle injury in Sunday's loss against the Denver Broncos. He is not expected to play on Saturday against the San Francisco 49ers, although I would say even if he was, I don't know if he would be a strong play either way.
No, he wouldn't be because the Niners' defense is pretty darn tough. So, Keenan Allen, this is a lost season for him. This is where I worry about the rookies who are playing well right now.
Mike Evans.
A whole bunch of them because the sophomore slump is going to hit at least one or two of them, just like it did to Keenan Allen this year.
How about Phillip Rivers, though? Losing a guy like Keenan Allen, even though he's had a down year, he's been a valuable real-life football player for the San Diego Superchargers. Without Keenan Allen, does Phillip Rivers' value, as low as it may be, Mike, take another hit?
Well, I'm not as low on Phillip Rivers as you are because I think that he knows that, I mean, they have to win this game. And we saw the Chargers turn it on last year in a big way to get into playoffs. Phillip Rivers has been able to go to other guys, like number 85 there, Antonio Gates.
Oh, weird. More targets for 85, huh?
Exactly. And 49ers are a little bit in disarray right now, James, as an organization. So I'm not as down on Rivers. I'm not saying you start Rivers over Tony Romo or Matt Ryan or someone like that, but I'm not as down on him as
I wouldn't
you
touch
are.
Him. I'd play Sanchez over him. I'd play Robert Griffin III over him.
Wow!
In fact, the only way that I'd play Phillip Rivers, and Elliot will like this, if we bring back Wes Chandler, maybe John Jefferson, some of those guys that could stretch defenses back in the old 80s with Dan Fouts. That's
Rivers,
it.
He speaks highly of your analysis.
I'm still not wearing a bolo tie.
No. All right, living legend Antonio Gates may see a boost in that game, though. All right, let's join the rest of our NFL Fantasy Live crew and send it over to Molly and Marcus, guys.
Mr. Co, thank you kindly. Hello, everybody. He's NFL.com fantasy editor Marcus Grant, and I'm Molly Kerriman. It's Wednesday, and for most of you, it's the day we work the waiver wire for new players. So let's check out the most added players on NFL.com this week. How about it?
Let's do it.
Joseph Randall, that's a new name. We'll get into that in just a minute. Matt Asiata, Jonathan Stewart. We know why they're obviously at the injury to D'Angelo Williams, Niall Davis. He stole a touchdown. Jeremy Hill and Carlos Hyde. But let's focus in first here on Joseph Randall. He was the Cowboys' 151st pick at Oklahoma State in this year's draft, and he's competing for the backup job there in the Cowboys' backfield.
For the backup job, although he may end up being a starter depending on how things go. I mean, you heard the guys talking about DeMarco Murray and what his outlook could be for this week. This is a guy you got to go pick up. Even if you don't need a running back, there's a chance that you might be playing against somebody who has DeMarco Murray on their roster. So if he's out there, go get Joseph Randall, if only to block your opponent from having that handcuff option. And hey, look, if DeMarco doesn't play, Randall's going to be the guy who steps in and gets all the work.
And we will discuss more tips like that on how to win
Absolutely.
A championship, like blocking guys later on in the show. Now, Jonathan Stewart, he's made the most of his opportunity there with D'Angelo Williams a bit banged up. What's the situation here?
Well, Jonathan Stewart has really been the most consistent thing in this Panthers offense pretty much all season long. And I know people have always been concerned about him, one, because the Panther running back situation has been so convoluted. Also, because Stewart has had injury problems. But this year, he's stayed healthy. He's been productive. And if he can hold on to the football, like Elliot said, inside that 5-yard line, then that makes things a lot better. But just because of volume, especially against the Browns defense that was gashed last week, I like Jonathan Stewart.
This just in, another tricky backfield situation towards the end of the season.
That's
we
real.
Head to San Francisco. Frank Gore had the concussion. Carlos Hyde, the ankle and back. How do you handle this?
Well, I think right now you keep an eye, obviously, on the injury reports, on the practice reports, see how things go. It would appear that because the game's on Saturday, Hyde probably has a better chance to play than Gore simply because Gore has to go through the concussion protocol. Plus, now that the Niners are out of the playoff chase, This is a team looking to build for next year, and why not see exactly what you have with your young running back who really has run hard at times, so I would expect to see Carlos Hyde get a high volume of touches against the Chargers.
Are you picking up Bruce Miller or Alphonso Smith blocking?
No,
okay,
no,
I got a little aggressive there. I got excited. All right. We like all things to be equal here on NFL Fantasy Live. Marcus, thank you for your honesty. So we can look at the most added without breaking down the most dropped. So here are the most dropped guys on NFL.com. A couple of backs to lead it off. Denard Robinson, Isaiah Crowell, Larry Donnell, obviously the tight end Brandon Marshall, Johnny Manziel, I think we know why, Andre Ellington, Mohamed Sanu, and the guys just talked about Keenan Allen. But let's pick it up here with Isaiah Crowell. He's nursing a hip injury. He played behind Terrence West, but still outgained and outtouched him.
He has been. And, you know, I know the Browns have been trying to split carries between these two. Crowell has been overall the better of the two. But look, this is championship week. This is not the kind of situation where you want to kind of play the matchups. You don't want
to
go with somebody you're worried about.
People.
Absolutely not. So this is one where, look, no matter how good or how much you like Isaiah Crowell, if you've got better options, and right now there are a lot of better options out there, I think you're staying away from him. And look, you're not holding on to him for next week. There is no next week for you. So it's fine to put him on the waiver wire.
Johnny Manziel's rookie debut will stay there in Cleveland. Not what he hoped for. The Bengals pitching a shutout against him. Any reason for optimism?
But for 2015, certainly not for this season. I'm not taking a chance. And what we saw on Sunday was the reason that I was not going to trust my playoff life to him. I said, if you're playing in a daily league, maybe you take a chance on Manziel, but not if you need a win to survive in advance. And we saw what went wrong there. I don't have any illusions that it's going to be night and day from next week. I think he may continue to struggle. So, again, you're not playing for next week. Maybe if you're in a keeper league, you hang on to him. But otherwise, it's fine to let him go.
And Jordan Matthews did start the year off strong, but he was held without a catch week 15 against the Cowboys. He just hasn't been the same player.
He really hasn't. He and Mark Sanchez seem to have a little bit of a budding bromance when Sanchez took over at the starting spot, but that has faded away. Mm-hmm. We've seen Jeremy Maclin get back into the mix there in that passing game. And Matthews just has not been consistent enough for you to warrant holding on to him on a roster spot there. So it's fine if you're moving guys around, if you're shuffling pieces. There are other wide receivers out there who are better options.
Yeah, at this point, the guys that are on the most dropped list should be dropped.
Should be dropped.
Because
yeah.
We're not playing around when championships are on the line.
No, this is real.
This is
real.
Serious.
Things have gotten real.
This is serious. Marcus, thank you. Be sure to set your DVRs for our nightcap edition of NFL Fantasy Live. Marcus and I will be here getting you covered, and we'll keep you up to speed on the latest injury news and updates for your roster. So tune in at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific, right here on NFL Network. We'll have all the updates on practice reports. It is never too soon to start looking ahead to next season, and we're trying to pick out the buzz for 2015 so you know who to avoid in next year's draft. Yes, we're already looking ahead, and you held them in high regard when you drafted them this season. But how many of those first-round stars gave you first-round fantasy points? I know it's sad. Time to take a deeper look to see if they slip down the draft board for next year.
Are you out of the fantasy playoffs? Well, hey, listen, we got a great consolation prize with NFL Playoff Challenge. You can keep your fantasy season going through to the Super Bowl. Just pick the players you think will perform the best each and every week in the playoffs, and you could win a trip to Super Bowl 50. It's a great prize. Sign up for free today at NFL.com/playoff challenge.
How do I get in on that?
I know, really, right?
Seriously?
Yeah, okay, cool. All right, it's never too early to start thinking ahead, even at 2015. But to look ahead, you got to look back. Here's your top 10 from this year's draft based on average draft position. LeSean McCoy had the highest ADP of about 2.1. So he was the highest player generally taken off of the board there. And you see the rest of the top 10, Jamaal Charles, Matt Forte, Marshawn Lynch. Rounding out the bottom half of the draft, Jimmy Graham, DeMarco Murray, and Dez Bryant. All right, so out of those first round guys, who do you see falling out of the first round for 2015?
Well, I'm going to go with Marshawn Lynch. And the reason why is that he has had a lot of carries over the last 4 years. If you look at it, over 300 touches in each of those last four seasons. And to be quite honest with you guys, I don't even know if he's going to play next year. What happens if Seattle wins the Super Bowl? He's got two Super Bowl wins. Maybe he says, I'm riding off into the sunset. He could be a Hall of Famer potentially if he wins another Super Bowl. And if he doesn't come back to Seattle, where does he go? To Oakland maybe? And at that point, you're not drafting Marshawn Lynch in the first round. So as great as he's been, as good as he is, I just don't see him being picked in the first round next year.
Well, and I think what you described there was the reason a lot of us were concerned about him coming into this year.
Right.
And look, he's performed well. He's had some huge games this season, but you're right. That accumulation starts to become a factor, especially with a guy who runs as hard and as violently as Marshawn Lynch does.
So hard to doubt Marshawn, though, man. Everyone doubted him coming into this year.
Wait. No. Don't put me into that group.
No, you were not.
I've got him on a bunch
of
these.
Right,
wanted him.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right. He was somewhere in the top five, but you were comfortable with that.
I got him in the second round in one league. I couldn't believe it.
You know what, James? I'm a big fan of Marcus's guy. I want to get to Marcus's guy.
Who is this? Jimmy Graham?
Wow, Jimmy Graham.
That's a great pick, dude.
You like that?
Yes.
That's why I picked it. You know, but Jimmy Graham, obviously, he has been a disappointment this year, especially considering where you got him. He was a guy that was slotted near the bottom of the first round in a lot of drafts. And look, he has been banged up this year. He has not been 100% healthy. That has certainly had to do with it. But also, it seems as though Jimmy Graham has been slotted into that Saints receiver roulette that we're all so afraid of, where you never know who it's going to be. Before, it just seemed like Graham was immune to that he was always going to get his targets. But he went a game this year when he was healthy and got zero targets. That seems unthinkable. And so this isn't to say Jimmy Graham's going to be a bust next year, that he can't produce, but I think people are going to look at him and see that he's not going to bring back first-round value. I think he's a guy who slips down a couple of rounds.
I drafted Jimmy Graham in the first round in two leagues. Didn't make the playoffs in either one.
If I could pick my list of most overrated players in the NFL, he'd be one of them. The only gold jacket he should be anointed for is when it's raining outside and the Saints give him a little gold jacket. I'm just saying, I don't think he's a game changer. He's a game changer if they protect the passer and if Drew Brees makes good throws. Then he's a game changer, but he's not a first-round pick. He's a good player. Good player. I just don't think he's one of the top 10 players in the NFL or fantasy.
Fire.
I know. Just
fire.
Coming strong. Elliot, we'll stay with you. Who else falls out of the top 10 picks there next
year? Well, you know, I'm going to pick a small name here.
Okay.
Peyton Manning.
Who's that?
Peyton Manning.
Never heard of him.
That's my guy on this list when we were asked in the meeting. Look, Peyton Manning's going to be 39 years old, fellas. Born in 1976. That's the first thing. Number two, there's been some questions raised about his arm strength. Now, he hasn't had major league arm strength in a long time, but it's looked even worse. And then the last thing is, John Fox, his head coach, John Fox has never wanted to win football games by throwing the ball all over the park. He wants to run the football, play defense, and have his quarterback make timely throws. And I just think that the Broncos next year, number one, will play more like they're playing right now. And if the Broncos play more like they play right now, how do you take Peyton Manning in the first round? Then he becomes what, maybe a third-round pick?
Russell Wilson or Peyton Manning next year?
Russell Wilson.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, I just think when you look at the quarterbacks, especially, there aren't going to be a lot of them that go in the first round, but Aaron Rodgers is going to be there. I think Andrew Luck maybe jumps over Peyton Manning, so I think that does bump him out.
And I'm okay with taking Jimmy Graham's gold jacket and giving it to Peyton Manning right now. I'm cool with that.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
The rain one or the
one in Canton?
One thing that we have to preach to people now about drafts next year is that, and I've been doing this forever, okay? You go after the running backs early, but once those five or six really good running backs are off the board, you got to go best player available, and Peyton Manning's not going to be one of those players in the top 10.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Good stuff. Bold statements as well. Elliot Harrison coming strong today. All right, if you want to find out which players we think will sneak into the first round next year, you can find them now on NFL Now. Be sure to visit NFL.com/now to download the app for free. And take a look at our Way Too Early series on NFL.com as well. We're talking Way Too Early Bus, Way Too Early Sleepers. You go to the website. It's got a nice little website there, NFL.com/Way Too Early. Speaking of, Fabs, who do you see as a Way Too Early Bust for 2015?
This one hurts. It hurts right here because I love DeMarco Murray. And I love the Dallas Cowboys, and I'm really afraid for what he can or can't do next year. Because if you look at the trend of running backs who hit 370 carries in a year, a lot of times the following year, their numbers drop off big time.
Dramatically.
We saw it with Larry Johnson. We've seen it with Eddie George. Jamal Anderson dating back to 1998. You remember that, Harrison?
Yeah.
And he actually blew out his knee on a Monday night against the Cowboys.
Yes.
Sean Alexander. So this is a very, very bad number to hit for a running back. Now, the good thing is that DeMarco's young. So maybe he can still be an effective running back, but he will not do again what he's done this year. This is the magical season. This is the best that he'll ever be from a fantasy perspective.
Marcus Grant, how about Ronnie White?
Yeah, we're going to have to say goodbye to Rodimus, I think, next year. This is a guy who's been really good for a really long time. But part of it is that for the majority of his career, he was very healthy. Had that long games played streak. Then last year, we started to see him get nicked up. This year, he's battled some injuries.
Right.
You start to wonder whether or not that's going to become a theme. Plus, with the emergence of Julio Jones, that is another guy who's going to start to take his targets. I think we're going to start to see them phase wide out. I wouldn't be surprised if maybe the Falcons go out somewhere middle of the draft, go get themselves a wide receiver. But I think White goes from being maybe a WR2 to a guy who's a third wide receiver at best, best.
And there's so many nice young receivers as well, including Mike Evans. But Elliot Harrison, you don't like Mike Evans for next year.
I don't like him based on where I think people are going to draft him. It's exactly what I said about Monte Ball coming into this year. You know, I don't see Mike Evans being a second round guy, and I think that's where somebody is going to reach and take him. Even if it's bottom of the second round, that's still way too high. Look, he's got a lot of touchdowns this year. How often do wide receivers put up back-to-back years of 12 and 13 touchdowns? I mean, a few years ago, Calvin Johnson had almost 2,000 yards. What did he have?
Five
touchdowns.
Five.
You know, we saw years where Brandon Marshall in Miami had just a couple. I just don't see Mike Evans having 1,800 yards to compensate for maybe a lack of touchdowns.
All right, Fabs, how about Justin Forsett?
I think he's going to be the single most popular bust candidate in fantasy football next year because, number one, remember, he's an older guy.
Right?
He hasn't had a lot of carries, but he's an older guy. And who knows what the Ravens are going to do in that backfield. He's a free agent after this season, so he's having a very good year for contract purposes. But I don't know that I see him as a featured back next year or moving forward. He may not end up in Baltimore. He may end up somewhere else where he's a third down back. This is the best year he's ever going to have from a fantasy perspective. And enjoy it while it lasts, because next year, Justin Forsett is likely to be a bust.
Although I will say this. If he does come back to Baltimore, certainly an intriguing pick in terms of Justin Forsett.
But you would think the Ravens are going to have to get a running back because Bernard Pierce has done nothing.
Right.
And you've got to have more than
Farrell's
him.
There.
And Taliaferro, that's it.
And, you know, age is a factor for Marcus's candidate there. Roddy White's going to be year 11 next year.
True.
Not everybody can do it past a decade.
I thought you were just saying age was going to be a factor for Marcus Grant, period.
Because I'm just getting better, you know?
I think you look good.
All right, listen, the pressure is high for fantasy championship week, but which matchups are just a little too risky to play? Find out as we talk about matchups to avoid coming up. And defense wins championships, that old moniker. That rule might just apply to your fantasy Super Bowl as well, as we reveal some of the strongest plug-and-play defenses coming up.
Make sure to join NFL Network for Thursday Night Football as the Tennessee Titans face their AFC South rival, the Jacksonville Jaguars. NFL Total Access kickoff starts at 6 p.m. Eastern and takes you through the game. Football starts here. Hello again. And for those of you heading into a championship game, first of all, we want to wish you congratulations. And secondly, we are here to help ease those nerves and give you a little advice. Guys, we're going to rip through as many matchups that owners should avoid this week. And Fabs, I want to begin with Philip Rivers facing the Niners. Why are you weary of this one?
Well, Rivers has not been a good fantasy quarterback for most of the last 5 weeks or so. I know how good he was early on in the year, but that was then. This is now. One touchdown pass or fewer in five of his last six games. The Niners have allowed the fewest fantasy points per game to road quarterbacks this year. To be quite honest with you, Molly, I'd cut Rivers right now because you don't need him. He is not a guy you can trust this week.
Yeah, he was hot at the right time, the beginning of the season. Elliot, LeGarrette Blount was vultured for a touchdown by Shane Vereen, then out-touched by Jonas Gray against Miami. And this week, he gets the Jets' stout run D.
Yeah, you know what? And I'm going to be the first to admit that I am not going bold here. LeGarrette Blount is a guy that most of you should not be starting, because if you're in your Super Bowl week here, you should have one of the best lineups, in theory, in your league. However, if you're considering it in the flex, consider that the Jets are a very difficult team to run on in reality, which always monitors my or influences my fantasy decisions. I would sit Blount.
Rightfully so. Fabs, Eli Manning had a nice outing, kind of redeeming himself there, connecting with Odell Beckham, for a few scores, but that was against the Redskins.
Exactly. You know, sometimes we got to get Molly into the analyst form here because she knows exactly what she's talking about.
She doesn't like it.
She should. She'd
I'd
be good at
host,
it.
Because I get to be in charge. I like
And by the way, I know you're a Giants fan, so this is breaking your heart, but Eli Manning's not a good play this week. Mm-hmm. He was a good play last week against Washington. This week in St. Louis, where fantasy points have gone to die lately.
You're scared of that pass rush.
I mean, look at that pass rush, the sacks, the pressure they're putting on the quarterback. Eli is not a guy that I'm playing. Oh, by the way, Molly Karam made it to the finals in our NFL AM versus NFL Fantasy Live League. So she'll be representing our show in that game against LeVar Arrington, but Eli Manning should not be in her starting lineup or your starting lineup.
Are you all mammal?
No, I'm
Molly. If you're going up against LeVar.
I'm going up against LeVar. He is all mammal. That's actually his team name. See, I learned from the best guys. All right, but
she's so sweet.
No, it's the truth. Let's stay focused here, though. Elliot, when you hear Marshawn Lynch, you think it's a lock, but that could be a different deal against Arizona, you think?
Yeah, well, I threw myself under the bus a minute ago by saying I'm not going bold with a Garrett Blunt, so I'm making up for it here. I'm going bold. I think that you sit Marshawn Lynch. If you're in your Super Bowl week, you can't afford 8.2 from your RB1 or your RB2. You just can't. Does that sound like a decent week? Sure, 8 points is great. But you need 15 points if you're going to win your fantasy Super Bowl, your fantasy championship. Against that Cardinals run defense, I don't trust it. I'm playing the trends, I'm playing the numbers, and I'm playing what my eyeballs tell me. I'm saying sit Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, there's just too much on the line.
Unless you have just terrible running backs.
Yeah, and it's your only option. All right, so if you have one of those matchups to avoid, we have just the thing you might want to consider a regular must-start situation with these guys we're going to mention, but we're going to give you some plug-and-play fantasy players worthy of a spot on your championship lineup this week. And we begin with Denver's breakout star Fab, C.J. Anderson, who's clearly a focal point in Denver's now run-heavy offense.
Yeah, I know, and this isn't even plug-and-play. I mean, this is no-brainer at this point. Mm-hmm. C.J. Anderson's been one of the best pickups off the waiver wire in fantasy football. And against the Bengals on Monday night, they've allowed 11 rushing touchdowns at home this year. That's most in the National Football League. They've allowed the most fantasy points to running backs on their home field. I mean, this couldn't get any better for C.J. Anderson. Now, maybe it's not good for Peyton Manning because they could run the ball a lot, and I have Peyton Manning in our Fantasy Live League, and I'm playing money, and I'm probably going to lose. But that's neither here nor there. C.J. Anderson is now, a must-start.
He runs hard, man. You can't give Manning credit for the runs 8 yards down the field where he's running through a safety.
Ellie, I want you to take the lead here on this one because Matt Ryan's my backup, but it appears this week he could be a QB1. This could be a nice matchup.
Yeah, I like Matt Ryan. Historically, he's played well against the Saints, including at New Orleans, which is the key here because that's where he's playing. You look at the week 1 numbers here, 448 pass yards. That's enough for a good fantasy day. You don't even need the touchdowns.
Huge.
You throw the 3 touchdowns on it. Now you're talking about, in standard scoring, a monster day. You get 31 points from your quarterback in your fantasy championship. Guess what? You're probably winning. All you need is an average day from everybody else. Matt Ryan, I love him this week. And Fabs, when has the Saints defense really stopped anybody this year?
Well, they stopped Jay Cutler, but he kind of stopped himself.
But that's Jay Cutler.
Exactly.
And we won't get into that because Heather Pink, our producer, will get mad at me here. Yeah. But let's focus on the Eagles defense. They could be a nice play in the nation's capital, right, this matchup?
There are a lot of good streaming defensive options this week, and the Eagles are right at the top of my list, playing against the Washington Redskins and Robert Griffin III. Hey, he likes to turn the ball over. We all know that. The Eagles are actually the highest scoring defense in fantasy, but they're still available in a lot of leagues out there. I actually have them in one of my leagues. I picked them up off the waiver wire. Over the last 4 weeks, no team has given up more fantasy points to defenses than the Washington Redskins.
And I just want to mention that game is on our air on NFL Network on Saturday.
And I will be watching. I'm proud of Fabs. Number one, he got one of Express's best ties. He's wearing it. Number two, he mentioned the defense.
I did.
Are you feeling okay?
You guys are color coordinated today. You're not on camera. We'll show you later, though. But speaking of defenses, Panthers defense doing a little better of late, and they get Johnny Manziel. You think they're just going to pick him apart this week?
I think there's the potential, and that's what you're playing here. If you're someone that streams defenses, you know, usually I'm used to being the only guy that picks defenses. I'm still shocked here that Fabs won Eagles. We're going back-to-back defense tape.
You inspired me.
Carolina has been playing a lot better. You saw what they did against the Saints when they won 41-10. And by the way, the touchdown they gave the Saints was garbage time. Last week, they were very good against Tampa Bay. Look, you get 2 or 3 sacks. You get a fumble, an interception. All you're trying to do is get 10 points from your fantasy defense. What you don't want is you don't want that dreaded 2 or 3. That's what you're trying to avoid.
And don't forget, the Panthers' defense at home has been better than they've been on the road. So
it's not a swing for the fences. This is not, oh, my gosh, I think they're going to have 20 points. You just can't afford the 3-point fantasy day from your fantasy defense. You're looking for that 10.
The 10. You guys looking like 10s. Seriously, though.
It's hard to look like a
color
10 next to this handsome guy.
Looking cute, right, for holiday season. All right, thank you, gentlemen. The Bears and Saints changed a lot in the fantasy world in the final 2 minutes of their game on Monday. It's time for our experts to see what we can accomplish in the fantasy genius world in our version of the 2-minute drill. And it's the biggest week of the season, and Ranks 11 is on the case to make stealing you a Super Bowl win as easy as walking out the front door with $150 million. This is NFL Fantasy Live. Come on back. still to come on NFL Fantasy Live. Wake up those lineups with some Week 16 sleepers. Ranks 11 is here to steal you your coveted Super Bowl victory. And we've got a supersized start and sit list for you from Michael Fabiano. Is this the week Josh Gordon will break out or have a seat on that bench? What about Matt Ryan? We'll tell you that. And championships, they don't come easy in reality or fantasy. And if you want to raise your league's trophy at the end of the week, you'll need a bold plan. Our experts reveal their strategies so you can take home your league's title. That's all coming up. Welcome back into NFL Fantasy Live, presented by Bose. Thanks for hanging with us. He's Elliot Harrison, he's Marcus Grant, and I'm Molly Karam. And for those of you who asked your questions on Fantasy Genius, our experts are about to answer. If you want your question answered on this show, make sure to submit them at NFL.com/genius, and we'll do our best, as always. Correct, gentlemen?
Sure.
All right. You guys know the drill. We're going to put 2 minutes on the clock. It's our version of the two-minute drill, and get through as many of those Fantasy Genius questions as possible, and hopefully get you a win.
Marcus already knows my answers.
Yeah?
Yes.
We consulted before the show.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't, and neither does America. So let's get into it. Better start, Peyton Manning versus the Bengals or Ben Roethlisberger versus the Chiefs?
I'm taking Peyton Manning. I don't trust the Bengals in prime time, Molly.
Yes, look, they've disappointed us before.
It's going to be cold in Cincinnati. It makes me worried about Peyton. Plus, I think the Chiefs are going to spend all their time worried about Le'Veon Bell. I'm going
Chiefs
Big Ben.
Chiefs have a good pass rush.
Going Big Ben.
Okay. All right, that's who it is. Better start, Matt Ryan versus the Saints or Tony Romo versus the Colts? You got to go Matt Ryan.
These are
week.
Both wonderful starts, but I like Matt Ryan. As I said earlier in the show, I'm sticking with it.
Okay. I'm going Matt Ryan, too. It's a battle for first place in the NFC South there.
Sort of. QB2. Yes. What's a girl to do? Better start, Fred Jackson versus the Raiders or Boom Heron versus the Cowboys?
I think Marcus is going to say Boom Heron, so I'm going to agree and say Boom Heron. I just don't trust the Cowboys against a running back you barely ever heard of. I've seen them too many times let a guy like that kill them.
I really thought you knew me better than that. I'm going to go Fred Jackson just because Heron seems to be splitting carries with Trent Richardson, and I don't know why.
Fred Jackson splits?
Not really.
And that is a split decision. Better start, Harry Douglas versus the Saints or Kelvin Benjamin versus the Browns? You got to go Harry Douglas.
Yeah, Harry Douglas, better matchup.
It is Harry Douglas, dependent though on Julio Jones playing.
How about we play a little higher or lower with Russell Wilson?
Sure, let's do it.
15 points versus the Cardinals. What do you think?
I'm going higher.
Yeah?
15.6.
Right. Like
not, barely going higher.
Not much higher, but higher, yes.
Yeah. I think you're covering your bases there. All right, better flex. Jonathan Stewart versus the Browns or Josh Gordon versus the Panthers?
This is a good question, but I'm going to go with the running back position really here. Jonathan Stewart, more opportunity breeds more fantasy points.
Exactly. I'm going Jay Stu for this one.
Yeah, he's been hot of late and taking advantage of the opportunity. Better start, Golden Tate versus the Bears or Martavis Bryant versus the Chiefs?
Martavis Bryant seems to be an all or nothing guy. Golden Tate, very consistent this year. I'd rather play that in my Super Bowl week.
Absolutely. Tate gets his great hands, so he makes the catch. And he's good after the catch, too.
Listen, I'd rather play the Bears. First it was the Giants, then it was the Jags.
Yes.
All right, who will be the biggest disappointment in Week 16?
Once again, staying consistent, I'm going to go Marshawn Lynch. I think he's going to be under 8 points or 8 and under.
I'm staying running back. I'm going to go Matt Forte against that Lions defense. The Bears are a mess right now.
That's a tough deal right there.
Potentially sick. Guess what, guys? We got through all of them.
We're absolutely.
First, it only took us all season. All right, thank you kindly. What would a fantasy show be without sleepers? Even though it's week 16, let's head over to Adam Rank for this week's sleepers. Adam.
Thanks, guys. Every week on NFL.com, I give you 11-ish sleepers who can help you win your fantasy matchup. Right now, I'm going to give you a special preview with three guys because, well, just that nice of a person. Let's start with Alex Smith. Hear me out. Smith has put up a pretty good stat lines in recent weeks while some big-name guys have let you down. Now he's got a great matchup against the Steelers, who have been very giving to fantasy quarterbacks. In fact, the Steelers are kind of like old St. Nick this time of year, just throwing out fantasy presents to everybody. Of course, there's always a risk that Smith could hand off the ball to Jamaal Charles like 89 times this week, but there's that chance with every quarterback, as Week 15 showed. So I like Smith. Get him in your lineup. Let's move on to the running back position and the Daily Show, John Stewart. I know. This might be an instance where you will be chasing the points that Jeremy Hill put on the Browns. But, man, it looked like the Browns did not want to be on the field last week. Kind of like the way the Mean Machine turned on Paul Crew when they figured out the fix was in. They were just letting them get work. So if we're going to see that Browns team again, this could be a great game to get Stewart into your lineup. And my final sleeper this week is Brandon LaFell. The Jets have played a lot better in pass defense in recent weeks, but they just played the Titans, so take that with a grain of salt. I do like this chance for Lofell, who has been targeted a lot over the past couple of weeks. It just hasn't always resulted in touchdowns. I think it will this week. Tom Brady wants to reward his players who've been working hard for him, so I think Lofell goes out and gets in the end zone this week. Well, that's going to do it for me. If you need more, be sure to check out NFL.com/ranks11. There you can find a Boesky, a Jim Brown, a Miss Daisy, two Jethros, a Leon Spinks, and not to mention the biggest Ella Fitzgerald ever. See you when I see him.
See you on the flip side, Rank, like the best. Are you on the fence about some running backs like Alfred Morris or Latavius Murray? Let Michael Fabiano guide you to a victory with his weekly list of stardom and sit-em players. And later, Christmas comes early to those folks who tweeted the show asking for advice about their fantasy Super Bowls. Philip Rivers or Alex Smith this week? All that and more next. Stick around.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to NFL Fantasy Live. It's that time of the week again, Wednesday, when Michael Fabiano, as he puts it, unleashes the beast.
The beast.
That is known as his weekly start and sit list. You can check out the full list at NFL.com/start-sit every single Wednesday. It's one of the most read articles on not only on the website, but in the fantasy universe. All right, let's talk running backs, and we're going to start in the nation's capital. Alfred Morris, starter sit.
And Alfred Morris has not been good lately. I mean, let's face it, the numbers have not been there, but I am keeping the faith, and I am starting him against the Philadelphia Eagles. He's averaged over 10 fantasy points per game in five career games against Philadelphia. The Eagles have allowed the fifth most fantasy points to running backs when they're playing on the road, so this is a very good matchup for Alfred Morris. And when Morris plays at home, typically, he's almost guaranteed to score a touchdown 9 times out of 10. So I think he gets into the end zone, and the fact that Robert Griffin III is the quarterback, that does help his value a little bit. Another running back that I'm starting this week is Lamar Miller. Now, Miller's not putting up gangbusters numbers. They're not eye-popping numbers, but he can get you somewhere between 10 and 12 fantasy points as an RB2 or a flex this week against the Vikings. They've allowed 120-plus rushing yards in five of the last six games. They've also allowed the 10th most fantasy points to running backs this year, giving up an average of over 20 points per game. So start Lamar Miller. A player that I would bench this week, Latavius Murray. And he's got all kinds of talent, and the future is very bright for him, but boy, it's really tough to start a guy when he plays for a team that's always playing from behind. The Raiders have the fewest rushing attempts per game this year, only 20, and the Bills have not allowed a rushing touchdown in 4 of 6 road games this year. So as much as I like Latavius Murray and his talent, I don't like the matchup, and in championship week, I am trying to eliminate risk. That's why I'm sitting Murray.
And holy cow, you take a look at that Bills defense as well. They have absolutely shut down good offense.
They are playing very well.
All right, let's take a look at the rest of your start and sit list. This is just a partial list here, but C.J. Anderson also a start. Steven Jackson a start against New Orleans.
Very good flex.
And at the sit, Doug Martin to go along with Andre Williams, despite a pretty strong effort from Andre over the last couple of weeks. But let's transition and talk about wide receivers now. We go back to Washington. DeSean Jackson, start or sit?
And another player who has not played well from a fantasy perspective over the last 4 weeks, but I'm saying start DeSean Jackson because, number one, he's got a great matchup against the Eagles. They've allowed the second most fantasy points to wide receivers this year, giving up an average of over 27 fantasy points per game.
That's a ton.
And, James, this is a revenge game. The last time he played his old team, the Eagles,
great
he had 117
call.
Yards, one touchdown, over 17 fantasy points. So despite the fact that he has struggled, I like this matchup against Philadelphia. Another player at wide receiver that I would start this week is Roddy White. And this is with or without Julio Jones, who's dealing with the hip injury. We're not sure if he's going to play. But Roddy has recorded 110-plus receiving yards in two of his last three road games against the Saints. He has scored a touchdown in 4 of his last 5 games overall. And the Saints have given up the 6th most fantasy points to wide receivers, giving up an average of over 25 fantasy points per game. And I think this is going to be a shootout there. Matt Ryan will have a good game, so will Roddy White. A wide receiver I'm sitting, and this pains me, but Josh Gordon.
Wow.
I can't trust him right now. His targets have decreased in each of his last 3 games. He hadn't scored a touchdown since last year, and the Panthers are really good against wide receivers at home. In fact, they've given up the 5th fewest fantasy points to road wide receivers this year. So Josh Gordon is a guy, and let's be honest, Johnny Manziel, I mean, he looked like Johnny Turnover last week. He was terrible. So you can't trust the quarterback. The matchup is bad. His numbers haven't been there. I've got to bench Josh Gordon.
It was Johnny Trainwreck, really.
It was Johnny Trainwreck, yes.
All
right.
And it's surprising, too, because a lot of folks, yourself included, Fabs, invested heavily into Josh Gordon, but you're right. The targets have declined.
Yes.
All right, so take a look at the other Week 16 wide receiver start sits here, Odell Beckham Jr. I mean, even against the St. Louis defense, it's been very good.
Got to play him.
You pretty much have to play him every single week. Mike Evans has got a decent matchup against Green Bay. On the sit side, Larry Fitzgerald and Percy Harvin to go along with Sammy. Where has Sammy Watkins gone?
And that Raiders defense has been really tough against wide receivers. So don't think, oh, it's Oakland. You got to play Sammy Watkins. It's not true.
All right. At the quarterback position, Matt Ryan has had an extraordinarily nice stretch of games, putting up 20-plus points in three consecutive contests. Can we assume he keeps it going against the Saints this week?
I think he does. Yeah. Don't look at that Monday night game and think, oh, well, the Saints defense played pretty well against Jay Cutler and the Bears. I mean, Matt Ryan has been on fire, as you mentioned, 20-plus points in three straight games. 715 passing yards, five touchdowns in his last two road games against the Saints. And New Orleans has allowed the second most fantasy points to quarterbacks over the last 4 weeks, even with what Jay Cutler didn't do on Monday night. So, what does this mean? It means you're starting Matt Ryan. He is in my top five among quarterbacks this week. Another quarterback I'm starting is Tony Romo. I got burned last week. He played really well in Philadelphia for the first time in a long time. He now has thrown 3-plus touchdown passes in four of his last five games. And this is a good matchup against the Colts. They've allowed the fifth most fantasy points to home quarterbacks this year, giving up an average of almost 20 fantasy points per game. And with or without DeMarco Murray, I say Tony Romo has a very good stat line in what could be a very high-scoring game. A quarterback that I would sit this week, and honestly, James, I'd cut him because you're not going to use him, is Phillip Rivers. One touchdown pass or fewer in five of his last six games, 14-plus fantasy points once in his last six games. This is not the same guy who was tearing it up early on in the year. He is not producing. Keenan Allen is hurt. This is just a mess. I would definitely not start the San Diego Chargers quarterback, any of their wide receivers, or any of their running backs this week. It's basically Antonio Gates, and that's it.
Antonio Gates and Antonio Gates.
That's right.
There you go. Especially against those Niners, man. Holy cow. Despite all the turmoil there in San Francisco, their defense has still performed admirably. All right, the rest of your start and sit quarterbacks here for Week 16. Mark Sanchez on the start side.
Still
despite,
up there.
Yeah, despite struggling last week as well, Matt Stafford, a good solid start against that weak Chicago defense. On the sit side, Colin Kaepernick, well, that goes without saying.
Boy, what a disappointment he's been. Unreal.
I don't even know what's happening to Colin
Kaepernick. Against good matchups, he can't get it done.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, we know you're worried about Matt Forte going against that very tough Lions defense during the biggest week in fantasy. It's championship week. But we're going to tell you why you shouldn't be scared and some other helpful tips for your fantasy Super Bowl matchups.
NFL is not easy, and winning a fantasy championship probably feels just as hard for some of us. Luckily, we are here to give you some advice for your biggest week of your fantasy season. Fabs, what's one thing you would tell someone as they head in to prepare for their fantasy Super Bowl?
Don't pay attention just to your lineup. Pay attention to your opponent, too. And Matt Money Smith, perfectly, this is a perfect example. He doesn't need Joseph Randle, okay, but he knows that I have DeMarco Murray, and Murray's status is in question, so what did he do? He picked up Randle because he had a waiver priority to block me from getting. And it kills me, but it's smart on Money's part. Another thing, too, if your opponent has an elite quarterback, right, and you have your quarterback that's set up, drop any backup quarterbacks you have, pick up some defenses that they may want to pick up and play. All's fair in love and fantasy football, guys.
Wow. Love and fantasy. Hey, Elliot, you would advocate playing as many waiver wire guys as possible, right?
Well, I don't have as much time as Fabs and money to be blocking guys in the waiver wire.
So what I'm going to say is
dance with who brung you, and that goes for both strategy and the players that you have. So if you've been streaming defenses all year long and you've been doing great, trust your own judgment. Don't say, you know what, this week I'm going to play the better reality defense. Second of all, dance with who brung you means the players on your team. I know Matt Forte has got a tough matchup this week against the Detroit Lions. But Matt Forte,
ride or die, baby.
Hey, the cool thing about Matt Forte is the Lions may be able to stop the run, but Matt Forte can catch the football. So especially if you're in any kind of PPR, I don't care if it's 0.25 PPR, this guy can catch eight balls against the Lions. So, yeah, maybe he runs for 24 yards. But if he catches eight for 50 and a touchdown – You're still in the green, man.
I thought Fantasy Computer was going to make a...
I just want to make sure. Is that what you did at homecoming in the prom? You danced with
dance
your
with you? Exactly.
I just want to make sure.
Real life.
What other choices do you have?
The women were lining up to dance with this guy.
Yes, I'm sure.
False.
Marcus, what's your one strategy?
Well, mine's a corollary to what Elliot said. And that's basically don't overthink what you're doing here. I mean, yes, Matt Forte does not have a great matchup this week against the Lions. But because he's Matt Forte, because of what he can do, where his ceiling is, it's hard to sit him. Jimmy Graham, another guy. I know he's frustrated a lot of you out there, but really, what are you going to do in terms of going to get a tight end right now? What kind of tight end are you going to find off the waiver wire that you can feel confident will get you more production than Jimmy Graham?
I guess you don't like Jason Morrow, huh?
Yeah, no, not so much. No. So, you know, at this point,
don't get all crazy.
Don't think too hard about this whole thing.
They got you here.
This is the same Jimmy Graham you kicked out of the first round next year,
well,
right?
Yeah, but you know, that was next year.
I just want to make sure.
This is now.
Details, my friends.
All right, let's keep with the fantasy championship theme. We asked you at home to tweet the show using the hashtag #FantasySuperBowl. So here are some championship-level tweets from you at home. The first one.
Yeah, good luck with
that
name.
Don't try to pronounce that.
Okay. That's
Zillow.
How about this? Alshon launched me to the finals Monday night. This weekend, do I start Phillip Rivers or Alex Smith at quarterback? I like the red herring off the top, by the way. So quarterback question, who do we take here?
I'm going Alex Smith in this one because that Pittsburgh secondary has been questionable pretty much all year long. I will say this. I wouldn't count on Alex Smith to throw a touchdown to a wide receiver. Maybe to a running back, maybe a tight end. Don't look for Dwayne Bowe to get in the end zone.
I would start Alex Smith, drop Phillip Rivers, block your opponent from picking up someone they may want.
All right, I got to block you guys now because we have another tweet from Connor B. He asks us to pick three: Randall Cobb, T.Y. Hilton, Kelvin Benjamin, Mike Evans, or Josh Gordon.
Wow. Good receivers. I'd have to bench Gordon out of that group.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I don't really like the matchup for Josh Gordon.
Absolutely, especially with Johnny Manziel looking so awful.
All right,
last week.
That's not three, but Gordon's a goner.
We'll do it. All right, that's going to do it for us for today. But tomorrow, we're revealing the players to bench in your championship matchups. You won't want to miss it. All right, for Molly, I'm James Kell. See you later.
You just
and I'm in
Molly
the championship.
Made a great catch.
She can catch.
Yeah.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.